Consultation details. Subject of this consultation. A new set of potential policies that will apply to any vendor of sugar-sweetened beverages on NHS premises. Scope of this consultation. This consultation sets out two different proposals and seeks alternative proposals for reducing the sales of sugar-sweetened beverages in NHS trusts and foundation trusts. We are now asking for your views on these proposals and other alternatives to help determine the design of the policy. Who should read this? Individuals or organisations that may be directly affected by the policies being consulted on, or that have a particular interest in the policy's scope and health objectives. Specifically, this includes patients and their representatives, NHS staff, NHS organisations, vendors of sugar-sweetened drinks on NHS premises, and organisations with relevant expertise in the improvement of employee or public health and well-being. Duration: 10 weeks, starting on the 9th of November 2016 and ending on the 18th of January 2017. The UK Government's soft drinks industry levy consultation period lasted for 8 weeks. We have based our consultation period on similar timelines, but have extended the period by 2 further weeks, taking into account that the consultation period falls over the Christmas period. How to respond or inquire about this consultation? Please email inquiries and responses to email england.healthyworkforce@nhs.net. That's NET. After the consultation, responses will be taken into account and considered fully before deciding the final policy. Depending upon the outcome, we will carry out a further consultation on a national variation to the NHS standard contract. Depending on the outcome of the consultation, a final national variation for implementation by NHS commissioners and providers. Get into this stage and previous engagement. NHS England has worked closely with 4 hospitals and their relevant food outlets to design, implement, and evaluate trials. An initial informative consultation also took place via the NHS standard contract consultation from the 22nd of September to the 21st of October 2016, which has helped inform the policies set out in this document.